You're just so silly. So, can you tell me and tell the audio view people what you just told me?
I got 100% on my science test.
You got 100% on your science test. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Wait, let's let them all applaud. Thank you, thank you. You can say thank you.
Thank you.
There you go.
No, no, wait.
What?
Arigato. That is thank you in Japan.
You almost said, in Japanese, you almost said Spanish. Oh, there's somebody walking their dog over there. And the dog can hardly make it over the snowbanks.
It's so small.
Yeah. So did you have a good day today at school?
Yeah, second day back.
What?
I want the holidays to be back.
you want the holidays to be back.
No, I want a time machine. I can go back to the holidays.
You can go back to the... You know where I would go?
Where?
Forward.
What?
To springtime.
You know where I would go?
Where? Wait, I know. All the way back to May of 2012.
No.
No?
All the way back to whenever we went to Maine.
Oh. Okay, for sure I thought you would have wanted to go back to Disney.
Well, I would, but I mean, like, I have a seashell collection. And I have, like, seashells from, like, one place in there.
Well, maybe we can go somewhere else. Maybe we can go to New Brunswick.
Maybe we can go to Virginia Beach.
Edward Island, would you like to go?
No, let's go to Dominican Republic.
Dominican Republic? Who in the world did you know that went to Dominican Republic?
Emily's going tomorrow with Pierce.
Emily's going with Pierce?
Yep, Emily M.
That is really odd. Okay.
Why? They're friends.
Are they? Okay.
Yeah.
So...
And she went last year.
With the same people?
No.
Oh.
Just with her family.
Okay. So... So you wouldn't want to go to the Maritimes and see, like, Nova Scotia or New Brunswick? Prince Edward Island.
Yeah. There's no big amusement parks there.
Well, the whole... Are you kidding?
There's no water slide.
The whole Maritimes is a big amusement park.
What do you mean? What's
There's always
kids
interesting
there?
Things. Pardon me?
What's for kids there?
Well, the same thing as everywhere else.
What?
I'm sure you got small water slides and stuff. Museum. What's wrong with museums?
I'm just saying, like, big museums. It's like... You walk through part of it, you're like, oh, well, are we done? And then there's like 13 more floors to do.
Okay. Apologies go out to all the museum curators.
Oh, sorry, but I'm saying, really?
Really?
I like the stuff in the museums.
Once you've seen
it's just
one...
it takes so long and my legs start hurting.
Once you see one stegosaurus skeleton, they're all the same, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been to the Museum of Nature.
Once you've seen one Cro-Magnon skull...
And it took me 15,000 hours just to get up some stairs.
What? Where? The one in Ottawa?
Yeah.
That was a great museum.
No, you know the big blow-up whale that was up there?
The big blow-up whale. Oh, that was...
Yeah,
well,
it took us like...
That's the same museum, honey.
I know. It took us like 15,000 hours to walk
so wait a minute.
Up the stairs.
So you wouldn't want to come with me to the Smithsonian in Washington?
I don't even know what that
is. It takes like 4 days to get through the Smithsonian.
Really?
Yeah.
You sleep there?
I'm actually kidding, but that's funny. They should just put a hotel inside the Smithsonian museum. No, the Smithsonian is amazing. And then you've got like the Air and Space Museum.
Let's go to the Children's Museum.
Well, that's all dedicated to space flight. And
yes, well, it's much fun.
Do you know what's in the Smithsonian Museum? The Wright Flyer. Do you know what the Wright Flyer is?
Sayonara.
Sayonara?
That means goodbye.
I know what that means. Oh, the Wright Flyer was the very first heavier-than-air craft that took off and stayed aloft. Not for very long. I think their first flight was about 15 seconds or something. But Orville, listen to me. Orville and Wilbur Wright. Those two names ring a bell?
No.
Oh, wow. Okay, they're the ones who invented the airplane.
Well, the names don't.
Okay, they were bicycle repairmen.
They had a bicycle shop. Like brothers or something.
Yeah, and they were
like Warner Brothers.
They were geniuses. I mean, these guys weren't engineers. They never went to school for this stuff, but they decided to try it out. They started with gliders, and they'd run down this hill and grab onto these wings. Basically, they built glider wings, and then they made them bigger and bigger, and then finally they put an engine on it. And don't you know, the thing actually took off. And that wasn't that long ago. If I'm not mistaken, that was...
So that means...
That was like 4 years... 104 years ago. Something like that. I think it was 8...
Great. I was...
1908.
I was, let's see. I was about minus 100 years old. Negative 100 years old.
I suppose if you could be, yes. That's what you would be, yes. Oh. I didn't realize how dark it was. Our lights in our driveway just came on. With the movement sensor. We're going up our stairs now. There we go. And right up to the front door, which I have to unlock. So you gonna say goodbye to everybody?
Sayonara.
Sayonara. And this is Stefano, also known as Slandy, saying goodbye everyone and thanks for listening.
And goodbye.